seemed to converge on our position. We were at the apex of the line. Bullets seemed to be whizzing and sputtering from all sides. See the dark, regular shape of those terrible heights of Gallipoli. My thoughts are many. Gallipoli has been an infernal hothouse, a perfect hell on earth. I will never forget Gallipoli, and its memory will ever be sacred to the gallant dead. Private F. Hawkins took charge of the gun and I moved up into position to feed the belt. Shortly afterwards, he was out of action, shot through the wrist. Then I took charge and opened fire at 250 yards. I also did not rain long, for I was shot through the body at the base and the neck. Lay there for what seemed hours. However, it was only about 1 hour, then the Turks started to shell us with shrapnel. I made longing and occasional glances down at the hospital ships lying in anchor at the bay, and was therefore determined to give it a go and crawl down to the beach. The stream of wounded coming down this valley seemed endless, as we wended our way along this veritable valley of death.